Why is this your year?
Last year, like we were talking about, I was already concerned about it because my son was going into school. Well, now my son is in school. He's begun kindergarten, and it might not be my year. That's the truth of it. It depends on what the people want, and if they want someone like me in there working for them. But to me, one of the consistent issues that I continue to hear is how people don't feel like someone is in there for them. And that's exactly what we as elected officials are supposed to do. So whether it's my year or not, I can't tell. That's all in God's hands, not mine. But I hope it is. So.
Well, if people aren't in there for the people, for the public, why are they in there?
There is any number of reasons. And I don't want to say that they're in there for personal gain or that they're in there for just a fun gig, because I honestly don't know. And they might feel they're doing the best that they can, but I've been speaking with not just parents that are friends of mine that have kids in school, but fellow parents that are actually at different birthday parties, and talking to, especially talking with one of the principals the other day, a constant issue is that the board members just aren't there. They don't come to the schools. They don't really talk with them. It's always the administration that talks to them, and it's fine to have administration do that. I mean, that's what they're there for. But if you are running for office as a board member and you're not going to be out in the community, if you're not going to be available for people, if you're not going to go to the schools and listen to the issues that are going on, then why are you in office? What is your purpose there? And I honestly can't answer why they're doing what they're doing. That's the sad part. But for me, it's something that we really need to – we're supposed to be there as public servants. And I'm an elected official already for New Hanover County as its Soil and Water Conservation District Supervisor, one of five. And my job on there is to work with the people. And for me, if I were to see my fellow supervisors not going out to events like Earth Day or not doing the work that we're doing for CCAP, or especially with the Gen X issue, and especially for Alyssa Riley, who is an amazing director for education on our half, and we do so much work with that. If I saw them not going out and being part and working with the schools and working with the public, then I would tell them that there's a problem and we need to get off our duff and start doing our job. So like I said, I can't tell why they're doing it. I can only say that maybe they think they are, and maybe it's time that they wake up and realize that they're not. And hopefully this election will do that.
What is currently working in the New Hanover County Public Schools?
For me, I like neighborhood schools, so I feel that the idea of neighborhood schools is working. Now, maybe not the implementation. One of the biggest issues right now comes down to financing. So there's a lot of issues within there. The K-12 program needs to be fully funded. That's a whole issue with the state. So there's a lot of other issues that are in there that would help our neighborhood schools to be done correctly. And if we work harder on it, neighborhood schools is a great idea. And if we can get it to work the way it's supposed to, it'll be even better. So I think it's working. It's just not there yet. We just have to have everybody else on the same spoke. Another really good thing is that we are upping our game in security. But again, we're not at where we need to be. I was speaking to one of the principals just the other day, and we were talking about items that they have implemented at the school. I'm not going to go through them because I don't want people to know what those issues are, so no copycat things can happen. But there are issues at these schools that need to be addressed, and they are starting to be addressed. My concern, though, with that comes down to these are issues that have been there since Columbine, and they still haven't been addressed. There are people on the board that have been there since that happened, and the fact that it hasn't been addressed really concerns me. So, like I said, these are items that we're coming to start to take care of, and we are starting to work to do them. But it takes an election to do that. So there's a give and take with every single one of these that we're starting to do right, but we're just not there yet.
What would your number one priority be if elected?
My number one priority for our campaign, because it's not just me, it's my family that is supporting me. It's the county, the people in it that are supporting me. So what we hope to do is fix the problem of not listening. You have people that hear, but it just goes in one ear and out the other. For me, it's you have to hear and listen to what they're saying, listen to the issues that people are dealing with, and then actually serve them. That's the whole purpose we're there for.
What's the number one issue that you're hearing?
Well, that is the thing. People aren't being heard. It's you don't come to us. You don't speak with us. We have issues, and every single thing comes down from there. You have security issues that aren't heard of because, well, it never even gets to a board member's ear. There's an issue at Hanover that has to do with the crosswalk, and that has been there for over 15 years. It hasn't been fully addressed. There are the issues of curriculum that students have spoken about at certain schools where it doesn't fit their needs, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. And it all comes down to one central issue of if you don't listen to the people, then you're not going to get the work done. And for me, that's the center point of my campaign, because everything else comes down from there. If you listen to the concerns of parents, if you listen to the concerns of the teachers and the students, issues like security, issues like curriculum, and the fiscal responsibility that we're supposed to show will all be addressed, which are all parts of my campaign. But the central issue is that being that beacon for people to come to and knowing when to sit down and listen to them and when they have the courage to stand up and talk and speak on their behalf. And that's what I've always felt as someone who's elected to do a job. That's what our central priority is to be. And if it's not being done, then that's when I really step up and I say, enough is enough.
On the federal level, especially since Parkland, there's been the talk of arming teachers. And I'm wondering if you have a stance on the proposal of actually arming teachers as part of a strategy for increased school safety.
For me, I understand the points on both halves. I understand that having someone somewhere with a gun that is on the good side can stop someone on the bad side. And we've seen instances, I mean, a cop is the basic example of someone who's supposed to be on the good side who will step up and stop someone on the bad side with a weapon or a taser, whatever they have at their disposal. And so that whole idea of having a trained teacher and everything like that, I understand it. I also understand on the other half that if something were to happen, if that gun were to go in someone else's hands, you have a whole nother set of problems. So and it's one of those issues that really there are areas that it's been tested in. And I believe before we implement anything like that, we need to first look at what we're not doing, which is we look at the issue with Laney that was several years ago where they had metal detectors sitting in the closet that had been purchased and hadn't even been installed. So I can't sit here and say that whether the arming the teachers would be a good idea or a bad idea yet until we actually do what we're supposed to do from the get-go, which is locking down the schools in different areas that are soft entries, putting in the metal detectors that are sitting in closets not being used. And I know they have remedied those issues in different areas, but if that happens again, you're coming down to the same point of why are you spending the money if you're not going to use it? And like I said, I know they fixed that problem, but we have to make sure it doesn't happen again. And like I was saying with the principal I was speaking to, he was telling me how just now they are starting to solve these issues, which really hurts me because I went to school during Columbine. And that was a moment that really should have changed everything. And it didn't. People, there were, and it wasn't just guns. Then that was pressure bombs, shotguns. It was a whole different thing. You had everyone crack down on the whole idea of the trench coat mafia and all this other stuff, and then you had a lot of people coming down on religion, saying that you can't really, you shouldn't really talk about it, because that's why the girls were killed, and the girl in the library was murdered because she believed in Christ, and you had everyone going every single different way when it was a real, there was some real common sense items they should have looked at, which was the school security should have been updated. You should have had these new items going in. You should have, you like, we should have counselors that equal the amount of students. One of the schools has a counselor per every 400 students. It's supposed to be one counselor for every 200. Mm-hmm. So they're over capacity right there. We need to have more ability to reach out to those who are hurting. There are just some items we can do there before we even need to look at the teacher with a weapon in the classroom, and especially when we can look at resource officers and making sure that they are fully trained. And I believe here in New Hanover County, we have a really good program that we're working on. We, as far as that's concerned, after Parkland has happened, they've been speaking about it. And I've spoken with friends of mine who are in different branches of service, and they tell me that a lot of it is, if there are retired veterans that would love to come out and be part of the schools and would love to work with them, there's a watchdog program that invites dads that have students at the school to spend one day at the school to help out and to do things. And those programs right there will change lives. We just have to make it to where it's an easy resource for a parent to reach. Supposedly there's a program at Bradley Creek. I couldn't find it. It took my wife having to inform me of it through the Mighty Moms program, which is another wonderful program, to know that we actually offered it there. We have to have these resources available. If they go to the New Hanover County website, it should be on there as big as day, mm-hmm. but it's just not. Only places I could find, like the Watchdog program, was, I believe, Rolling Rice and Williston.
Are these the sorts of programs that you think would also help those low-performing schools? Is that part of your strategy in terms of how to improve those schools?
Yes. A big issue always comes down with neighborhood schools and people telling us, well, you know, those that are in the bad neighborhoods are always going to do bad. And that is just not true. If it is in a bad neighborhood, it's not the school itself is not going to turn out bad kids. The truth of the matter is, if the schools and the school board is not reaching out to the community, and the school and the school board can make the community better, that's the fact. You have different principals who are reaching out to the kids and don't have enough support from school board members. They don't have school board that is coming down and really working with them and talking to them. If they were to go down at some of these auditoriums and have actual discussions with kids and be active, that would change things. When I spoke with one of the parents from one of the schools that's in a hurting area, she was telling me that she didn't feel safe there at first, but when the neighborhood schools came in and they started putting the fences up, and they had different, I think it was the sheriff's cars that were out there, she felt safer, and they were starting to become part of closer to the school. If we spend the time and we spend the effort and we get programs like the Watchdog program, if we get the veterans programs, if we turn around, there's a lady who is helping me with my campaign. And the reason I really asked for her help was because she had a program back in Vermont that worked really well, that worked with kids that had everything from mental disabilities to just really aggressive tendencies. Those kids turned around and got fantastic jobs that have helped them, and they're not in that situation anymore, and they've helped their community. A school board and a school that is working the way it should, especially if it's a neighborhood school, will not just help the students, but will help the community indefinitely. And that's what we have to do. And that's the purpose of neighborhood schools, and why I keep on standing on the point that if they are implemented correctly, there is no end to the amount of success we could see from it. But they have to be implemented correctly. They have to, people that are working at the schools need to know that they have help. For me, as a student who went through one of the redistricting years ago, and originally it was kind of neighborhood school-ish, and then we have a redistricting that literally horseshoed me and threw me all the way over to the other side of New Hanover County to go to school from where I was. I was not near anyone that I lived near. I was not near any friends that I had known, and my time on the bus was horrible because I was tracked all the way across with a bunch of people that I'm starting a brand new school. I was going into sixth grade. I knew not a single person that I was there with. And that was hard as a kid. And I'm not from a military family, and the military families, they go through it all the time, and I can't imagine it. But for someone who hasn't, that's not a normal thing, and then to have that for the rest of his school year, trying to make friends with people that are halfway across the county and having parents that can't always get me there because they both had jobs and mm-hmm. they had to work. And this was at the time when you didn't go out, you didn't want to do that because the world was changing. And so people, we all have to understand that that's an issue, and we need to do everything we can to make sure our neighborhood schools work, and our school board has to stand up and do that.
Frank Mears, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.